Hello, everybody. With Bob Christopher and Richard Piper, I'm Bob Davis, and this is Basic Gospel. We're here live every day for one reason only, to receive your phone calls and address your questions with the Basic Gospel. We've opened the phone lines for you at 1-800-677-9377. So if there's a question or something you'd like to talk about, call right now. That's 1-800-677-9377. The Word of God can help you experience true freedom and life in Jesus Christ. And this is your invitation to learn how the basic gospel intersects with your life every day. Hear it, believe it, live it. It's basic gospel. Now, here's Bob Christopher.
Love this passage in the book of Romans, Romans 8, starting in verse 14, because those who are led by the Spirit of God are sons of God. So if you've come to Christ Jesus, Christ has sent his Spirit to take up residence in you. Now you are led by the Spirit of God. You were once led by sin. Sin was your master. But now that power has been broken. You have been adopted as a child of God, and you are led by the Spirit of God. So you're a son of God. For you did not receive a spirit that makes you a slave again to fear, but you received the Spirit of sonship. And by him we cry, Abba, Father. That word Abba is like daddy in the English language. It's a very personal and intimate term. And then he goes on to say, the Spirit himself testifies with our spirit that we are God's children. So we have this internal witness to the truth, to the reality that we belong to God and that we truly can call him daddy, father. And then he goes on to say, now if we are children, then we are heirs, heirs of God and co-heirs with Christ, if indeed we share in his sufferings in order that we may also share in his glory. So we have a new identity. We're children of God. Mm-hmm. That makes us heirs of God. So God has called us all together, and he's read his will. And our name shows up in the list of beneficiaries.
Yes.
And to you, I leave. I think that's the greatest news in the world, to think that God says, and to you, Bob, I leave. Forgiveness, life, the Holy Spirit, reconciliation, righteousness. We have every spiritual blessing. And that's just something that we don't think of often enough, is it, Richard?
No. In fact, we normally think of it in the opposite. So many of us have been raised to believe that, well, yeah, God gave us all this stuff, but, you know, if you don't mind your P's and Q's, he's going to take it all back. And so we live far from not being slaves to fear anymore. We constantly live in fear because we ignore this wonderful gift. It's more than a gift. If it comes from a will, if it's stated to us in terms of a will, who's going to renege on the will? Only the one who made it can renege on it, and he's not going to do that. You know, this is good stuff here.
It's really good stuff, and I bring that up because today is the introduction or the first day of our annual Thanksgiving mm-hmm. sale. This time every year for the past number of years, we've discounted everything in our store to get it into the hands of people. And starting today all the way through, I believe, December 6th,
yes.
You can get everything that we have, every resource that's available, at a 30% discount. And our featured product for today is a series that you and I did mm-hmm. on the book of Hebrews.
Yes.
I think the book of Hebrews may be the most neglected New Testament book out of the 27 that are there. I mean, very few people read through the pages of Hebrews, but it is the most exciting book I think there is in the New Testament. I mean, it truly is life-changing. And the focus of this book is really on one single thing, and that's to show that this new covenant that Jesus Christ ushered in through his death is far superior to the old. Now, on the surface, that may sound rather theological and boring, but nothing could be further from the truth. The book of Hebrews is truly life-changing, and it's basically God reading his will for you and for me. Mm-hmm. And so this series that we have on the book of Hebrews is titled, It's All Yours, God's Will, Your Inheritance. and it's available. It's a 14-message series, but through the discount and through these next 2 weeks, you can get that for $21. That's an amazing price for such an exhaustive study of the book of Hebrews. So we encourage you to take advantage of the savings. As I said, all of the products in our store are discounted by 30%, and you can go and take advantage of that 30% discount by using our code THANKS, THANKS. Just put that in the code box when you come across it, and that will automatically give you a 30% discount on anything you purchase in the next two weeks. So today's featured product, a series on the book of Hebrews entitled It's All Yours, God's Will, Your Inheritance. You are an heir, a joint heir with Jesus Christ. All that God has bestowed upon Jesus, he's bestowed upon you. And if you understand what all of that is, your life is going to be different. Your relationship to God is going to be totally different. Your relationship one to another is going to be different. It changes everything. That's the power of this new covenant that we live in today. So take advantage of this item on the Basic Gospel Annual Thanksgiving Sale. Now, in the meantime, we have plenty of open lines, 1-800-677-9377. Thursday is Thanksgiving. If you would like to call and be a part of the program today and share what you're thankful for, we would love to hear from you. Again, that number, 1-800-677-9377. You know, in the book of Ephesians, Paul wrote this, that we've been given every spiritual blessing in Christ Jesus. What blessing that you've received from Christ are you most thankful for? For some, it may be forgiveness. They're just now learning that their sins have been totally forgiven, and that just blows them away. I mean, it just sends their heart into orbit with thanksgiving. Others, it may be the fact that they really have discovered their new identity. They're no longer just an old sinner saved by grace or just somebody struggling that God is disgusted with. They finally wrap their minds around the fact that they are children of God, adopted into his family. Some may think the blessing of God's Spirit, the fact that God's presence is there with them 24/7, is just the thing that they're most thankful for. So we invite you today to call in and let us know and let our audience know what you're thankful for. Again, the number 1-800-677-9377 is the number to call, 1-800-677-9377. You may have a question that you want to ask. We would love to field that as well and point you to the answer in the Word of God. So come in, folks. We would love to hear from you right now. Do you have anything from our email bag?
Yes, we do. A lady named Connie, writing to us from North Carolina, says, thank you for sharing the gospel with us. Matthew 16, 18 through 20 is a passage I can't seem to understand. Would you be kind enough to share your thoughts? Well, Matthew 16, 18 to 20 is a pretty famous passage. It's all about the rock and who the rock is.
Well, it is a great question. As a matter of fact, you know, everybody has favorite stories or Bible passages. This happens to be, you know, one that's up there in my top five. I think this whole setup, this whole story, you know, Jesus has gathered his disciples. They're at a place called Caesarea Philippi. It's in northern Israel. It's the beginning of the Jordan River. There's just some beautiful waterfalls in that area. It is just a gorgeous, gorgeous setting. And he's gathered his disciples around, and they're kind of away from the crowd, the maddening crowd of the day. And so he asked the question of his disciples, what are folks saying about me? And they give their answers, because certainly there was a buzz that had been created, you know, these miracles that Jesus...
He'd gone viral.
Yes, he had gone viral indeed. I mean, people were tweeting about him left and right. And so he wants to get the feel from his disciples. I mean, what are you hearing out there. And so they said, some say John the Baptist, others Elijah, Jeremiah, one of the prophets. And then he turns the question on them, but what about you? Who do you say I am? That's a question we all have to ask ourselves and answer, because the answer to that really determines our eternal destiny. Mm-hmm. If I believe that Jesus is just a good teacher or a prophet, or, you know, this the greatest moral person that's ever lived, I'm never going to grab hold of what he's offering me, and that's eternal life through faith in him. And so Simon Peter stood up, and he answered with a measure of confidence, "You are the Christ, the Son of the living God." And Jesus replied, "Blessed are you, Simon, son of Jonah, for this was not revealed to you by man, but by my Father in heaven." So the correct identity of Jesus, if we're going to come to that, that has to be revealed to us. It's not something that we can just get through human intellect. That's a spiritual truth that has to be revealed spiritually.
Yes.
And Peter had gotten that revelation, and so that's what enabled him to stand to say, "You are the Christ, the Son of the living God." And so Jesus says, "And I tell you that you are Peter," and the word Peter means rock or a little stone. And then he says, "On this rock," and that word for rock is a much bigger rock, he says, "I will build my church, and the gates of Hades will not overcome it." Now, the rock, the big rock, really is the confession of Jesus Christ as being both Lord and God.
Yes.
The church of Jesus Christ is built upon that confession. All of us who are members of the body of Christ have made that same confession. We have answered exactly as Peter did. That's what grants us entry, really, into the kingdom, into this body of believers called the Church of Jesus Christ. He's the one that saves us. He's the one that took away our sins. He's the one that raises us up to walk in the newness of life. And so when we believe in our heart that Jesus Christ, or that God the Father raised Jesus from the dead, and confess with our mouth that Jesus is Lord, we're saved. Mm-hmm. That's what Paul writes in Romans. And so the rock here is not Peter, as some have interpreted. The rock is Jesus Christ. He's this cornerstone, and it's upon our confession of that truth that we are added to the body of Christ. That's how the church is built. Even today, those who name the name of Christ today are added to his body.
Yes. The question also included those next two verses, 19 and 20, which I think twist people up a lot. I'll read them to you the way it usually shows up, and then you can explain it. "I will give you the keys of the kingdom. Whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven, and whatever you loose on earth will be loosed in heaven." Then he ordered his disciples not to tell anyone he was the Messiah. What does this binding and loosing have to do with?
Well, we've made a lot of that,
yeah,
haven't
we?
You know, we bind up the evil one, we loose our blessings, and, you know, there's all kinds of things, different interpretations surrounding this verse. But I think it's merely a description of what the gospel does in people's lives. Isaiah 61, which Jesus quoted in his first sermon that he gave in Nazareth at the synagogue, he read that. And he said, "Today in your hearing, this has been fulfilled." Well, what did that passage say? That God had sent me to bind up the brokenhearted and to set free the captive. Well, that's what the gospel does in our lives. It binds up our broken hearts. I mean, we're just a miserable mess, scattered in thousands of pieces, trying to figure out a way to put them all together. And then we hear the good news of the gospel. And that gospel pulls us back together. It binds us up. It mends us. It fixes us. And then the same gospel sets free the captive. It lets us loose from the bonds of sin and death, from those chains that so tightly gripped us. We've been set free, and that's what truth does. It sets free. So I think he's just merely giving an indication that this gospel message has power to bind up the brokenhearted and to set the captives free. Mm-hmm. And when we go out and deliver that gospel message, that's what we see take place in people's lives. The testimonies that come into this ministry all are focused on those two things. You know, yes. I was just messed up, and finally I feel like I'm complete. I'm complete in Jesus Christ. Or I was so bound up in legalism or depressed and emotional bondage or financial, and finally I see freedom. I've tasted freedom, and that's where I want to live for the rest of my life. That's the testimony of the gospel in people's lives today.
The power of God's initiative to us, not our demands on him.
Absolutely. 1-800-677-9377 is the number to call. We would love to hear from you if you have something that you would like to express thankfulness for, a blessing of God that you've experienced. We would love to hear that. Or if you have a question you would like to pose about a Bible verse, a personal issue, now's the time to call. 1-800-677-9377. We're going to go to Queens, New York. Talk to Malachi listening to us on WMCA. Hi, Malachi. Malachi, you're on the air.
How are you doing, Pastor?
We're doing well. How are you?
Okay, how you doing?
We're just doing great. Could you turn your radio down in the background? That's feeding back.
I'm fine. I just had a couple of questions.
Okay.
That I have concerns with. I was reading that when Jesus died on the cross, that he died for everyone, and then I heard that he died only for his elect, chosen.
Well, it says in 1 John, he is the one who turns away God's wrath, taking away our sins, and not only ours, but also the sins of the whole world. Of course, John 3:16, the most famous verse in the Bible, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, so that whosoever should believe in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. So God's...
Okay, so those are the ones that believe in him, but the ones that doesn't, did he die for them?
Well, I just said God so loved the world.
Yeah, he died for everybody, was raised for everybody.
Right. So salvation is offered to everyone. Only those who receive really make it real in their lives. Everyone outside of Christ, everyone who rebels against that, refuses to believe, they don't get the benefits of what his death, burial, and resurrection bring to the table.
Okay, but you get everybody have a chance to get it.
Well, that's what Scripture seems to indicate.
Okay. All right, and one more question. Could you tell me a little bit about predestination?
Well, predestination is God's choosing or God's election. And God elected that anyone who received Jesus, called upon the name of Jesus, whether Jew or Gentile, would be saved. He also predestined that anyone who does call upon the name of Jesus would be adopted into God's family. That was predestined. And then he's also predestined, chosen, elected beforehand, that those who did receive Jesus Christ would be conformed to the image of Christ. That's something that's been predestined, predetermined by God. Why? Because that's his plan for those who come to know him personally through faith in Jesus Christ. Now, when you look at that in context, Romans 9, 10, and 11 are three key chapters on predestination. Ephesians chapters 1, 2, and 3, same thing. Paul is not talking about individuals in those chapters. He's talking about Jews and Gentiles. What was predestined was that Jew and Gentile would become one in Jesus Christ. So in Romans 9, he starts out and says, well, what about my brothers by birth? If I could, I would give up my salvation so that they could be brought into the fold. And then he goes into this three-chapter discussion of Jews and Gentiles and how God is working in each to bring them to a point where they can receive his mercy. So it's all about Jews and Gentiles. And if you go and read those chapters with that as a premise, I think it will all fall together for you. And that,
okay.
And that really makes it a unifying message,
yes,
not a message of division. I've never been in a conversation about predestination that didn't end up in just this massive argument with people on both sides questioning each other's salvations, treating each other as if they're bitter enemies. And you say, that's not right. That's not of God. If it's of God, it's going to unify us as brothers in Christ.
Okay, thank you so much.
You're welcome, Malachi. Hey, thanks for your call. Be sure to check out all the great resources at basicgospel.net. Just click the store link. Mm-hmm. Hope you will participate in that as well as all of our other listeners. But Malachi, we sure appreciate hearing from you today. Let's go to Mary in Louisville, Kentucky, listening to us on WFIA. Hi, Mary.
Well, hello. I'm thankful for Basic Gospel, Clint Eastwood, and Manatees.
Well, I'm glad we're in that lineup.
That we rank with, yeah, with Clint Eastwood, yeah, and Manatees.
You've made our day.
Well, I do have a quick question. What is your definition of faith?
My definition of faith, well, you know, Hebrews, I think, gives the best definition of faith, and it's in the chapter 11, book of Hebrews, chapter 11. He writes this, "Now faith is being sure of what we hope for and certain of what we do not see." And then in verse 6, it says, "And without faith, it's impossible to please God, because anyone who comes to him must believe that he exists and that he rewards those who earnestly seek him." So we can't see God. He's spirit. He's invisible to our eyes. But we believe that he exists. And we believe that he loves us and has done something for us in Christ to give us new life. That's faith. It's our response to that truth. And I think, Mary, if we will grab hold of this great reality, God was the creator, we're the created being. So God initiates, we respond. So in essence, faith is our response to God's initiative on our behalf in Christ Jesus. So faith is our response to God's initiative on our behalf in Christ Jesus. That's the definition of faith.
Okay.
Well, Mary, we sure appreciate your call today. Thanks for giving us what you're thankful for, and great question. Happy Thanksgiving to you.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Well, Richard, this flew by.
Yeah, it did.
As we come to the close of the broadcast, certainly want to remind our listeners about our great Thanksgiving sale. We've been doing this quite a number of years, and it's an opportunity for you to purchase resources at a discount, 30% discount for your own personal benefit, for your own spiritual growth and development in Christ Jesus. It's also a wonderful way to get some resources for Christmas gifts. I mean, you've got a long list of people that you want to buy for, that you want to give gifts that are going to be meaningful to them. So why not purchase a gift that will have eternal consequences? Our featured product for the day is a wonderful CD series that you and I jointly did. It's called It's All Yours, God's Will, Your Inheritance. If you'll get a hold of what God's will for your life is and all that he's given you in Christ Jesus, you will be a changed person.
Yes,
guaranteed.
Absolutely.
And that's available through our store at basicgospel.net. Just click the store link on the front page and all of the products will be right there. And to get the 30% discount, remember to use the special code THANKS, and that will automatically calculate the 30% discount for you. Well, we'll be back again tomorrow for another edition of Basic Gospel.